Hello and welcome to ACAP's audio reports. Today we will be sharing Sudan's humanitarian access developments between October 2024 and March 2025. Part 1. Background. Since April 2023, fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and rapid support forces has escalated into a nationwide war, severely restricting humanitarian access. In ACAP's Global Humanitarian Access Index 1 for the period between June to December 2024, Sudan scored 5/5, making it one of the most constrained humanitarian access contexts globally. Between October 2024 and March 2025, the war remained entrenched in North Darfur and Khartoum states, as the SAF and RSF fought over control of strategic locations, such as El Fasher City. Conflict front lines have remained dynamic, with fighting spreading westward into Al-Jazeera, Khartoum, and White Nile states. The war has also escalated southward into Sana'a and Greater Kordofan. Humanitarian access constraints have significantly hindered humanitarian operations and aid delivery in the country, where over 30 million people, almost two-thirds of the population, are in need of humanitarian assistance. In March 2025, the Informed Severity Index 2 scored the severity of Sudan's humanitarian crisis at 4.9/5, making it one of the worst humanitarian crises globally. Part 2. Humanitarian Access Overview. Humanitarian access in Sudan has been increasingly shaped and constrained by a combination of deliberate restrictions, intensified conflict, insecurity, and politically driven interference. While physical damage and insecurity have disrupted operations in many areas, access is also being strategically denied or manipulated by the warring parties, making it not only a consequence but also a tool of the conflict. Physical constraints resulting from armed conflict, insecurity, and widespread damage to critical infrastructure have created severe access constraints across Sudan. The war in Sudan has severely damaged key infrastructure, such as roads, distribution centers, and health facilities, affecting the delivery of aid and services to people in need. Military blockades and checkpoints, compounded by worsening insecurity, have severely hindered humanitarian access and isolated areas, especially in Greater Darfur, Greater Kordofan, and Khartoum. Attacks on aid facilities and humanitarian workers have led to the suspension or scaling back of humanitarian operations. Local responders and members of mutual aid groups, such as ERRs, have been persistently targeted by both the SAF and RSF, facing detention, assault, and even death. The warring parties have also targeted aid workers. In the 5 months between October 2024 and February 2025, over 23 aid workers were killed, 6 injured, and 6 kidnapped, with the vast majority of incidents happening in Al-Jazeera, North Darfur, and Khartoum states. Healthcare workers and facilities also remain heavily affected, with over 100 reported incidents of violence or threats of violence between October 2024 and March 2025, severely limiting access to medical care. These incidents resulted in damage to 24 health facilities and resulting casualties among healthcare workers, including 17 fatalities and 17 injuries. The vast majority of incidents occurred in Al-Jazeera, North Darfur, and Khartoum. During the reporting period, humanitarian access to people in need was further constrained by restrictive practices imposed by the warring parties alongside emerging external shocks, such as the abrupt United States Agency for International Development funding freeze and subsequent cuts. Both the SAF and RSF, as well as other armed groups, have systematically curtailed humanitarian access through policies and practices, such as blocking aid trucks, restricting travel permits, and disruptive inspections of humanitarian convoys, among others. Following concerted international pressure and to bolster their legitimacy on the global stage, the parties to the conflict did make some access concessions. For instance, the SAF has been authorizing humanitarian use of the Adre border crossing into Greater Darfur during the reporting period. While these concessions improved the operational environment and humanitarian access to people in need, the lack of political will among parties to the conflict means that the implementation of such concessions remains challenging and inconsistent, such as in the timely issuance of visas for aid workers. Beyond Sudan's existing access challenges, emerging external factors have further constrained humanitarian operations. The abrupt USAID stop work orders and subsequent funding freeze have caused significant disruption to humanitarian response and coordination, with implications for humanitarian access. Between October 2024 and March 2025, access of people in need to aid was severely constrained, mainly as a result of displacement, restrictions on the freedom of movement, and insecurity. Widespread displacement into remote and insecure areas has pushed people further away from services and aid. Blockades, military checkpoints, destroyed roads, and insecure routes have restricted freedom of movement, trapping some populations in insecure areas with limited access to food, water, and healthcare. In RSF-controlled areas, both the SAF and RSF imposed constraints left many without access to assistance. As such, people are increasingly relying on mutual aid groups, such as ERRs, for critical assistance, despite these groups' limited capacity and the heavy restrictions imposed on them. The warring parties' looting of markets and aid stocks in many areas, such as North Darfur and Sennar states, has further reduced civilians' access to essential goods, including food and medicine. Part 3, the key national-level access developments discussed in this report include 1. Denial of famine in parts of the country. 2. USAID stop work orders and subsequent cuts. 3. New requirements imposed by SAHO on INGOs. 4. Extension on the use of the ADRE border point. 5. New directives on bank notes. This report goes on to highlight access-related constraints between October 2024 and March 2025 in states and regions reporting the most significant humanitarian access developments in terms of frequency of incidents, administrative barriers, and conflict-related disruptions. These areas include Khartoum State, the Greater Darfur Region, Sennar State, Ajay Jazeera State, and the Greater Kordofan Region. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.